Hello, Roger. Yes?
Okay, I have some great news. Okay, so I just spoke to my colleague in water meters.
Yes?
He actually confirmed with me that, I know it's the new meters put in is going to be the analog one.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't got a problem if it's an analog.
Maybe it's misleading that the letter says smart meter, but I think it should just be a new meter, and the new meters are analog.
Okay, well, can you put that in writing to me, please? And if you can, then I am more than happy to have the new meter, the new analog, or whatever you call it, the new meter.
Yeah. I don't have anything in writing, you know, to as
well, then I'm not going with that, Roger.
Sorry, I'm going to, part of our call, I'm gonna be transferring you to water meter surfaces. And then when you book your appointment with them, maybe they have something. Just a second. In a moment, I'll be transferring you to one of my colleagues in the water meters department, and they're gonna let you know more of like how they can, I guess, guarantee that it's gonna be the analog one.
Okay.
Okay. I just don't have that information with me.
Okay.
So, but anyways, for now, so now here's the bad news I have to tell you, okay?
I don't know if it can be any worse than this.
No,
I mean, this is ridiculous.
No. So here's the bad news. So you're on estimated reads because you've been refusing to replace the water meter.
So it's punitive?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
There's good news. So that means that there's nothing wrong with your current meter. It's just that it's getting old and it needs to be replaced. So my suggestion is to book the appointment, get the meter replaced. Once your meter is replaced, your account will go back to actual reads, okay? And then your billing will be based on your actual usage, okay?
Okay, so next month, how high is it going to go to punish me?
So that's the thing. So right now, you're going to, I believe that I'm going to transfer you, and I believe you're going to get your water meter replaced. So probably by the next billing cycle, because it's 2 months, this bill, we have a bill that's due now. Hopefully by the time, if you call book the appointment soon and get it replaced, within this billing period, by your next billing period, it should be back to actual reads if that all happens.
Okay, but if they don't confirm for me in writing that it's going to be an analog and not a smart meter, then how much more is it going to go next month? Because this can't be the right reading. Obviously, this is a punishment, right? So because it's estimated. And they can't. They shouldn't be estimated.
Yeah.
So how much if they tell me no, it's going to be a smart meter, or no, we can't put it in writing, obviously, because you know they're tricking me. Then how much higher is it going to go? Is it going to keep getting more and more punishment each month?
So that's a good question. You'd have to speak to them in water billing. I just spoke to people in water meters, and I myself recently replaced my water meter, and I have to tell you, it's actually the analog one. This is like just recently. When you speak to them, they must have something. I don't have anything in writing.
Okay.
Probably they do.
Okay, I will talk to them, Roger, but what I need from you is how much is the penalty each month? Is it going to be the same thing, $269, or is it going to keep going up, or?
I don't know. I would assume that, I think this is like the highest it should be put at. I don't have anything for sure.
Who do we talk to find out? about how much it's going to go up, how much the penalty is going to, because to me, if they're going to replace it with an analog, no problem, okay?
Yeah.
But they need to promise me in writing. Down the road, I won't even know who it is that I can hold responsible if that's not true, okay? So I just want to be sure it's not a smart meter. Now, if they won't give it to me in writing, then obviously a normal person would be suspicious and say, okay, it's going to be a smart meter and you're trying to trick me. But if they put it in writing, I haven't got a problem. So I don't know if they're going to put it in writing. I don't know that I can trust them. Because, I mean, let's face it, right, we're talking about the government. All I'm trying to figure out is if I refuse a smart meter and continue to refuse a smart meter, this penalty will be assessed by somebody. Who is it that assesses the penalty?
Okay, so, I found something else. So just in February, you know, you were sent a letter about this, actually. Did you get that letter?
I think every month for the last 2 years since I wrote to them and said, I don't want a smart meter, unless you agree that you're not going to put in a smart meter, then I'm not letting anybody in to put a smart meter in. And so, they never said anything.
It's not going to be a smart meter. It's going to be the
Roger. Stay with what I'm asking you. What is the penalty?
So I'm reading this letter. This is a letter that was sent to you, and it says here that so the replacement of your water meter is a condition of service, and it's mandatory under Ottawa Bylaw 2019-74.
Yeah, but that's not the law.
Yeah, I know. In accordance with Section 59(1) of Ottawa Bylaw 2019-74, the city may shut off the supply of water until the meter is replaced.
Okay.
First, it's on estimated reads, and then the next step is going to be the water could be shut off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the consequence. And I know, you know, you've got you don't want the smart meter, and I don't think I'm positive nobody's going to force you to get the smart meter, but they need you to get the analog meter. That is, and it says it's mandatory, you know.
Yeah, but Roger, number one, a bylaw like that makes you put in your house something that has already been proven to be dangerous by, let's say, another whole province, then the bylaw cannot stand. But what I'm trying to establish is who decides how much the penalty is. So the punishment is, if I don't want a smart meter, the punishment is they estimate the reads. Who estimates the reads and claims? See, because when I read this statement, it claimed that I used that much water, but I never used that much water.
It doesn't say that. It clearly says it's on estimated reads. Where do they come up with that estimate? It's part of the punitive action, because when people see that, they say, "Oh, I don't want to keep paying this," you know. So I get my water meter replaced. That's the idea. If it wasn't significant, you wouldn't have bothered calling.
Okay, so who is it that does the estimation?
Part in water billing does that. But again, the good news is that once you get the water meter replaced, and it's going to be the analog one, because it's the same water meter that you have now. The water meter that you have in your house, it's already a Neptune analog meter.
Oh, that's fine. I haven't got a problem with that, Roger. You keep saying that they're going to put in, but you can't give me confirmation in writing that they're going to do that. So this is great.
My suggestion is to speak to the water meter people, and they can get it for you.
Okay, because I've never had a problem with that, but what they've been threatening for 2 years or whatever is to put in a smart meter, and I made myself clear about smart meters. I know other people have made themselves clear about smart meters, the information is all out there. I mean, there's no point in the city gaslighting us about this. So when I got this, I thought, how could I have used this much, you know? And I'm looking at it and I'm going, this doesn't make any sense. So who's deciding the penalty? Is it a penalty of, say, 130%? Or I think in this case, mine is, three times, almost four times as much. So that's, 400% almost. Who decides this? You're saying the water billing people. Do you know somebody, the name of the person in the water billing department?
I don't know. Again, the idea is was to get your attention and to make you call, and that's exactly what happened. If it wasn't significant enough, you wouldn't have bothered calling us, and we wouldn't have been having this conversation. And
yeah, well, the thing is that no further ahead, Roger. Even though, hello.
I wrote to them. I don't think I can. I know what you're looking for. You're adamant that you want proof that it's going to be the analog one. I can't provide that proof. My suggestion is to speak to my colleagues in the water meter services.
Okay.
And they'll be able to give you more information there, okay?
Okay, and how do I get in touch with them? Do they have a separate number?
They have a separate line, yeah, for sure. I'm going to transfer you regardless, but if you wanted to speak to them directly, you can.
Yes.
Same phone number as us. It's 613.
Yes.
580.
Yes.
2444.
444. Okay.
Option one for English, and then option two for water meter services.
Okay. Option one for English, and option two for water meters. Yeah, I mean, the thing is that I wrote to them several times, and they kept insisting I had no choice, and I kept giving them the facts and the research and the science and so on and so forth, and they never said, oh, well, it's going to be an analog. If they had done that, there would have been no problem. Mm-hmm. But,
it's a lot of back and forth. The thing is, I noticed out of all of these letters and stuff, I mean, you know, nobody called each other to talk about this. I know it's annoying. I welcome you for calling, and I'm glad I got to be the one to explain this to you. It's one of those things. And I don't think if the city were, you know, we're doing something that, you know, was not beneficial to people, you would have had to have spoken to your local city councilor. What happened there? Did you speak to your local city councilor?
I think I did way back a couple of years ago, but my local city councilor is pretty useless, if you don't, you know, to be quite honest with you. Everything is always glossed over, and you can't get...
You're with Rita Rockland King. Something King. I don't know.
Yes, that's right.
The city councilor.
The thing is that
your city councilor is,
everything is glossed over. You know, everything's a big fairy tale, and you try to give people give councilors the actual research facts that they should have on their own. They should do their own, and it's just you know, well, the city says this and the city says that. Well, people are getting fed up with that, you know, Roger. You can't do something that's going to make people sick. Or take a chance on burning down their house. I don't want unnecessary irradiation in my house. I mean, people are just falling very sick because of this.
Like I said, I don't know. I've done the water replacement for two properties that I've lived at.
Mm-hmm.
And both times, this is, you know, within the past. I just did mine like 6 months ago. And then I did it last year, and both times it was analog. Yeah. So.
Are you sure that it was analog and it just doesn't look like analog? I mean that it looks like analog, but it's not. But it's not.
Sorry, what's that?
Are you sure that it's analog? How do you know it's analog?
I'm positive. I'm very positive. I know the difference between the smart meters and with the digital one, where you have to flash the light on them. Those are actually, I was just talking, my colleague was just like, no, those ones are actually quite annoying. They also, agree that, you know, they're not as accurate. And so the analog ones are more accurate. So that's, you know, that's the, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of problems with
them. I don't know when they stopped doing those, but, you know, like I said, I've done two water meter replacements, two different properties, and it was, for sure, it was the analog one. Like, I'm positive. I was just looking at it last night, actually. Anyway, so what I'd like to do, I'd like to transfer you to my colleague in the water meters.
Yes.
And, you know, you can speak to her. She'll give you a more thorough rundown.
Okay.
About it being the analog one, okay?
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Okay. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so I'm gonna transfer you now to my colleague.
Okay.
Right? And, just a moment.
Okay, thank you, Roger. Have a good day.
Okay, all right, I'll hold on to the lines here, and here we go. Thanks for the call.
Hi, this is Jill. I'm with the Water Meter Association Group, and I am working on it.
Hello, I can hardly hear you.
Is this a little better?
Not very much. I'm struggling to hear you.
Okay, let me double check. I think for some reason my microphone is turned down. Is that a little better?
Not really. I can hear barely what you're saying.
All right, let me try again. I'm just going to unplug my headset and plug it back in, okay?
Okay.
All right, is that any better?
Not a lot, but we'll struggle.
All right, there?
A little bit, no, not very much. I guess we'll just struggle through.
Sure. So I can give you, what was your address?
What was your name at first?
My name is Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth, okay. And my name, and I was just put through to you by Roger.
Yes. What is your address? Because I can look at what meter you have currently, but I can also actually send you the exact water meters that we are replacing them with.
Okay, so it's... I just had a long talk with Roger, and I told him that I don't have a problem with upgrading the analog, as long as it's analog. I don't want smart meters, and I...
We aren't installing smart meters. Neptune has smart meters for sale, but the units that we are installing are almost identical to the one you currently have, just significantly younger and a slightly different polymer in the plastic.
Okay. All I need is a written proof or guarantee that they're not going to put in a smart meter. That's my...
I am happy to send you the exact model that we are installing.
Well, does it say on it that it's not smart meter?
It's not a smart meter. It is not. There's no... basically, all you have is a brass body, a plastic head with an analog dial, and a cable that runs out to the endpoint that's already on the side of your home.
Okay.
So there's nothing inside the meter that could transmit anything.
Okay. I'm told, if they had told me that 2 years ago, but they kept sending me letters threatening me and all that kind of stuff, and I had already written to them a letter saying I'm okay with an analog replacement, but I don't want smart meters. Here's the research, here's the reason, here's the stats. And even in Saskatchewan, they banned them completely from the whole province. So there's all kinds of reasons not to want one of these smart meters.
Yes. No. There's nothing that sends it from inside your home in this water meter. It's just essentially. Do you have an email address? I can send you exactly the meters that we are installing, the spec sheet and everything, if you like.
Okay. Yeah. It's Grace Jo Dance. So GRACEJODANCE@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Yeah, and it'll be very clear on there that it says analog.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the full spec sheet, and you can see them. You can see that there is nothing on them. Like, I will send you the links to exactly what meters we are installing.
Okay. Okay. Because I don't know anything about meters. I just know that the smart system is not smart for me.
Understood.
Yeah.
I'm just going to type up the email really quickly before I send it to you, just so that I don't lose you halfway through.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing if I'm...
Okay, not a problem. I mean, I had even sent them a letter saying, if you can prove to me, if you can guarantee to me that it's not going to be a smart meter, it's going to be an analog replacement, then, you know, I haven't got a problem with it. And they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't, you know, so I figured that they're going to trick me, or they're going to, you know, come in here, get in here, and then...
Contractors of the City of Ottawa, they would not be allowed to lie, but they could have contacted me much earlier to let me send you the information. I apologize for that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So I have included the list of features, which may or may not mean a whole lot to you. But for the meter and for the register would be the black head on the top of your water meter.
Can you speak up a little bit? I can't hear you.
Sure, sorry. But yes, I'm including the list of features for the register, which is the little black head at the top of the water meter,
okay,
as well as the water meter itself, which is the brass piece at the bottom. As you can see, there's no wireless enabling anywhere. Everything is read from that water meter by a cable that runs outside your home. But I'm sending that now. If you have any other questions, you are absolutely welcome to send me an email back at that the address provided.
Okay.
And I have said right at the front of the email, this email is to confirm that the water meters being installed in Ottawa homes are analog water meters.
Oh, good.
I'm including the link to the exact models being installed.
Good, good. Now, that's the way to do business.
Are you more comfortable now?
Very comfortable, yes. Can you tell me who it is that does the estimating? Because I got the reason why I called. The reason why I called was because my bill is about 400% more than higher than any other month, and I knew that nothing changed. So I just was wondering who the estimator is.
The estimation is being done by Water Billing on all accounts where clients have refused to have their water meters installed, because we need to get these water meters installed. And that is, it's just the water billing, it's my department, but the person involved, they're operating under management's guidance.
Okay.
So as soon as your water meter has been replaced and we are getting accurate readings, your water bill will be reduced to match the actual readings.
Okay. So this was all unnecessary, because all they had to do was confirm for me it was going to be an analog, because their letters said smart meters. You know? So, anyway, okay, that's fine. So, do I have to pay this bill?
I would advise you do so, because even if it is incorrect, which we know it has been overestimated, if you do not pay it, any interest will still be owed. So you will receive the money back once you have once the meter has been replaced. But if you do not pay it, there will be interest on the amount that remains, whether or not the estimation was incorrect.
Okay. Well, then we can make the appointment if you want to.
Do you have the phone number for Neptune? I highly suggest going with them. You could book with the city if you prefer, but Neptune can book this week and next week, whereas the city is booking almost a month out, which could extend the problem.
Okay, I'll call them. I'll call them.
Would you like me to include the phone number in my email so that you have
sure.
Like in an electronic form?
Yeah, so, I have the right number. For Neptune.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's good.
I will do that as well and send this right away.
Okay, well, thank you very much. You and Roger were very, very helpful. It's too bad that the city kept threatening me like that, or Neptune kept threatening me, because all I told them was I'm not taking a smart meter, period. Okay, that's all they had to do is just say, well, we're not going to change it to a smart meter. We'll change it to an analog. I know other people that refuse it as well. I mean, some people do their research, you know.
From what I can see, we have an email that was sent to you from my manager, from my department manager, that this is an analog, it's not a wireless emitting meter sent back in 2022. I don't know if that didn't...
No, I guess it didn't, because I...
Must have got lost.
Yeah, because that's all I was asking them for.
Address again. So, GRACE...
Yes.
JODANCE?
Yes.
At gmail.com?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, I don't... Because I can see in here that he sent this email to you, and he documented it. So, maybe it ended up in your junk mail folder. I don't know.
What month... what date was his email?
You can... Pardon?
What month was his email? What date?
It was sent in 2022, August 2nd, just after your discussion with your counselor.
Okay. And it was email.
So I suppose his email must have gotten lost. I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah. So also unnecessary. But anyway, you got my attention.
Sorry it had to be this way.
I don't know that this is legal to do, to be honest with you.
So the water meter belongs to the city. The water meter and endpoint in your home?
No. I understand that. But I mean to provide a bill for water and storm sewer usage that is not... accurate, that it is actually somebody's punitive estimate.
That it is a long-running bylaw. It actually was before I even joined the city, that if homeowners are refusing access to their water meters for maintenance purposes, that we can double and even quadruple estimates, although we don't do that anymore because it gets a little ridiculous.
Well, the thing is, that a bylaw is just a bylaw. It doesn't replace, it doesn't supersede a superior law, okay? So...
The bylaw does respect the Municipal Act. If you like, I can include links to those as well.
Oh, no, I know the Municipal Act pretty well. Okay, well, thank you very, very much.
Here's the contact information for Neptune, and I'm going to send that right now, and hopefully you can confirm that you've got it.
Okay, thank you.
The email has been sent. If you don't hear, if you don't receive it, please feel free to give us a call back. My colleague gave you the line for the water meter group. That gets to a bunch of my colleagues, and I will have it listed that I sent this email, and if it's still missing, we will send you a hard copy by mail if that's your preference.
Okay, I got one email from you, but it says key features. Right. And I think it has a link to Neptune. So is that where I'll get the phone number from there, right?
The phone number is actually at the bottom of the email right before my signature. I included the call center number as well as their website.
Good. Excellent. Well done. Very good, Elizabeth.
Right.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Have yourself a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye. So, on April 4th, 2024, I just finished a call with water billing in Ottawa, and it turns out that they have the right to punish people if they don't want smart meters. And I haven't wanted a smart meter from the beginning, from the first time they threatened me to have one. And apparently... they sent me some kind of an email saying it was an analog and they were guaranteeing it, and but I never got that email. Now they're guaranteeing me that it's going to be an analog replacement. So all is good. I will call Neptune.